Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday.
Well, that wasn't nerve-wracking at all.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, but the drive-in, everybody, foggy.
Oh, yeah.
Continues, like, slowed down, waiting.
Well,
you know, just through those patches where you're like, ah!
Weather, it's going to get you. Yeah.
So drive slow today, everybody, or please expect do. To, because it's foggy out there.
Did you have a good weekend?
Great.
Excellent.
Absolutely great.
Me too.
How about you?
Great.
Did your girl party make the best Christmas decorations of all time?
Yes, absolutely.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew you would.
No, we had a great time. We did like a girl lunch. Everybody brought over snacks and we chowed and we painted and we laughed and we glued moss to things. It was amazing. Mm.
You glued moss?
We took it up to the next level this past weekend, Ben.
By
just
aging the items you're making before they've left the
no,
studio?
No, like creating little, you know, idyllic forest scenes. Mushrooms and squirrels. Little bird nests.
On what?
On ornaments. Called a hot glue gun, baby. You can stick most anything to most anything else.
Can you show me a picture of what you're talking about?
I can.
What is she talking about? Little bird nests.
Mossy.
Mossy covered ornaments?
Why do I want moss?
Hold on. Hang on. All right. If you watch this, you'll see the thing. It's in here somewhere.
This is fascinating.
I know. Great radio. Go ahead, just scroll through it and you'll see my little. I took a. You know,
oh, multiple types of moss, unless that's doobie weed. Was that doobie weed?
Nope, it's just all moss.
Oh.
I guess you could glue doobie
crafting.
Weed on.
Sure.
That's a
you
much better
you know what?
Ornament.
What?
Right.
In the holy. There's a unicorn.
It's called a unicornament.
Oh,
my God.
I took a little unicorn thing and I glued it on. I did all the moss. I did like little roads of shells.
So the unicorn is walking through the moss?
The unicorn is it's just situated. It's not walking. Nothing moves on the moss thing. But it's yes. It's
what is it called?
The unicornament.
That is.
Well, I said it was the unicorn ornament, and I'm like, oh, we don't. There's a whole syllable in there we don't need.
Oh, you're right on trend too, man. I swear there was this doll my kid got. I don't know how long ago, but it was a puppy.
Yeah.
With a unicorn head, and it was called Puppy Corn. And that was one of the first in the long line of things that just get unicorn horn slammed into their forehead and called something corn. But I've never heard of the ornament corn, ornicorn.
Well, I hadn't either.
What is it called?
The unicornament.
The unicornament.
Unicornament. I've got it written down.
Ah.
Yeah.
Got to remember that.
I sent the video to Bob just now. Just don't use the audio because it's silly. It's just me, you know, enthusing about my girlfriend's coming over.
And the unicornament.
And the unicornament. You can probably pull a still or something from it. But it's like a little moss-covered planet.
Yeah. And Photoshop it, Bob, and, you know, put a filter on.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see what you can do. Clean my mess up and put it up on the Alice973 Instagram. Oh, we had a great time. So we sat and glued things and painted things, and it was super fun. And then John made stuffed shells.
Mm.
And they were outrageously good. So all the guys came over at about 5 o'clock.
Where's he getting this Italian sort of run in him? Has he always had it?
He's been doing these. He hasn't done the shells in so long. So he was sort of looking through one of his old recipe books, and he was like, I could do this. Because we're looking for things that we can do gluten-free and vegetarian that will still be appealing.
Ah.
Yeah. And we have actually one friend. She wasn't there, but she's gluten-free and dairy-free.
Jesus.
I know.
Does everybody have to eat this junk, or does he make some real ones and then some for the weirdos?
No,
so
he makes real ones. And then he couldn't find gluten-free shells, so he made a baked ziti with gluten-free pasta for the one guy that can't have the gluten. And the rest of us just ate all the... It was just so good. Like, the cheese was... it was just perfect. It came out so great. So we all sat down, and then during dinner, we're having this thing, like, Mike B., who's a drummer, he's like, I'm retiring. That's it. I don't even drum anymore. He goes, we're going to get a new drummer. One of you guys can be the new drummer. So then we had a drum off, and Mike was the judge. And I won because I yanked the mic over and started singing the song. I think I can't even remember what song we were doing. I think we were doing Living After Midnight, which couldn't be an easier tune. So I'm screaming that. He goes, Sarah gets, that's it. So I'm Mike B's new drummer.
Nice.
Yeah. It was fun. It was just, you know, it was a lot of laughs.
Was there drinking involved?
For some of us, we have a couple of friends who are sober. And so
Teetotalers.
So I always make a...
Who is that?
My friend Josh. Josh Z. He's the guitar player, and his wife doesn't drink either. So he is the guy who wants it sweet. You've said, like, sugar is kind of the replacement thing. So I always make him a punch, and then I put agave syrup right next to it so he can make it. So yesterday, or I guess it was Saturday, I did pineapple orange, blended that up, and then poured half of that over ice and added Martinelli's sparkling apple juice, so sweet and bubbly. And then I took grenadine and poured it over the top. So then it looks like a tequila sunrise, you know, because the grenadine sort of pinks it up the bottom. And he didn't even add agave to it. He's like, this is perfect. And I felt so, you know, when you make, you stoke somebody up, you give them something delicious to drink, even though they can't have any booze.
I want that next time I'm over.
I'll make it for you. I'm always willing to make you that.
Oh, he's had all his drinks and
can no longer have any of the drinks.
He drank all his drinks.
All the drinks have been drunk.
Got it.
And he,
I finished mine as well, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and me, pal.
Right.
We just went, you know, too quick, too soon.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot, you know, there's actually, it seems like there's a real push. Like, we always have non-alcohol beer on hand because so many people now, whether they have had all the drinks they're ever going to have, hopefully, or they just don't want to catch a buzz. They know they're driving. But like the non-alcoholic Guinness is, it's crazy. It's Guinness. It you can't even tell the difference. And then there's a few that you wanted me to get.
Athletic Brewing Company.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of those, and they go. People are like, you got any NA beer? I'm like, I do.
What's weird is I don't have any of that stuff, but I'm glad there's options. I've heard that a lot of the reason or the uptick in this is that young people aren't drinking
right
the same way we did.
Yeah.
Like, to me, is how many kegs? You know what I mean? Yes. Like when I was a young man,
how many sleeves of red cups do we need?
And then you see the SantaCon people and you're like, hey, maybe they are drinking.
I know. There were more pictures of people barfing online this weekend than
I didn't see it. What is this?
SantaCon.
They're pub crawls where everyone dresses
the
in
whole
Santa
city
are
bobbling.
Oh, yeah. Hey, tell us everything. Did you vomit? Did you vomit on the street? And would you even tell us if you did?
Yeah, I would tell you, but okay, I would never do that. I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional.
Oh.
I used to be a professional.
Yeah.
I made an appearance. I'm just too old, you know.
You're 30.
Me and my friends were like, this is our last one, you know.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Just too out of control.
You feel
too
like
wild.
Coming on, huh?
No, it's just like been there, done that, you know?
Mm.
I want to get drunk in new places.
Oh. All right. I like to just get drunk at home. I don't like to.
The city messy? It looked messy.
No, it's fine. It's beautiful. It's joyful, spirited,
Bob walks unique. Walks in this morning and goes, why do people hate it so much? Why do people hate on SantaCon so much? I'm like, because you ever tried to get on board or anything? People are loud and they're making noise and they're causing problems.
How?
And she's like, oh, they're just having fun.
Yeah, rowdy drunk people. Everyone loves those.
Okay, so all three of you are talking about this. How widely attended was this? Are we talking about 500 Santas?
So SantaCon was
not just here, though. It's
no, I understand that part, but the way you guys are talking about it, it made the news that I didn't see.
It's thousands.
Yeah, it's thousands of people. And it's all over the place now. Like, I was looking at shots from New York City where they got some snow. There was actually some snow and people laying in it, in their own vomit and snow. It was just... It looked like so much fun.
Right? I put a recap with some photos on it on your prep sheet. So if you want to take a look.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Got to look.
But yeah, I didn't go to the city anyway. I was actually my ex visited with our dog and went thrifting and
You had a weekend.
Yeah, well there's a lot of thrift shops in Alameda. Mm. So we just, you know, walked around and there was all
any good buys? What did
I
you
I got you guys the coolest cards ever for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
What fun.
I'm very excited about the cards.
Oh, that's right. I got to get you guys' stuff wrapped. We'll have a little Christmassy party on Friday.
And I got a nice little, I have something special for each one of you.
Aww. How does that go for you? If you don't mind me asking, or maybe you do mind. Like, are you bummed right now? She came and spent the weekend and then left.
Well, no, she was just there for the day.
Oh, just for the day. And
yeah.
She drove down to Marino and then drove
back? My dog and Fred and, you know.
Do you hug her goodbye?
Yes.
Do you weep a little bit? Do you kiss and weep? And
there's usually tears on both sides. Yeah. Wow. We're both sad about the whole situation.
But there is no getting back together and sharing a bed.
Did you guys go to counseling at all?
We did.
For a while. Like multiple stabs at it.
Yeah.
Huh. But it's over still, huh? You still love each other, but that's...
It's really, really odd. Yeah.
Well, there's probably a lot of that out there. I'm sure
spent 20 years with somebody. They're your best friend, and you know, we did everything together, and we still enjoy each other's company. And when we're not, if we can just not think about the stuff that makes us mad, then we can still laugh and
I guess I don't feel all that, and you guys have that same like the old resentments or what the old things that you know. Brought it to this.
Apart, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's still there. I could see just feeling like, what are we doing? This hurts more than it helps anything.
To see each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Do
you have like
a
flicker of hope and that's why you allow this?
Tiny. Mm.
Yeah, to me, I would be like, it would be more pain than it's worth unless we're working towards something.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we do share a dog and we, you know, I like to see him too. So they kind of come together.
You clearly like thrifting and you watch movies. And
yeah.
When you watch a movie, does she sit right next to you and you put an arm around her or?
No, no, we didn't watch any TV. We were out in the town the whole time. They had a downtown, like, I don't know what you call it, like witches fair in Alameda. It was all like people with all kinds of
like spells
Wiccans?
That they're casting.
Yeah,
little
there was Wiccans.
Of
they had one of those scary Santa Clauses walking around.
Scary Santa Claus.
Yeah, like with horns
like
and stuff.
Oh, Krampus.
Yeah. So they had Krampus, and we had Black Santa. That's what we had in Alameda weekend. It was great. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the diversity of the island.
Well, we're only a week and a half from Christmas.
We got lots of witches.
Yeah, which
evidently.
Is,
I mean, it was a look, whole street. I mean, like
people celebrate their holidays in the way that they want to.
But it was, it was pretty interesting.
Witches with like, you know, red pointy hats.
They didn't
with
have
a
any
pom pom.
Any nobody was selling brooms though. I'm like, how do you have a witch's fair and not sell brooms?
That is very odd.
Thank you.
Did you ask?
I didn't ask, but I
did you
I was
stand
confused.
In the middle of the square. Just, where are the brooms?
But I mean, people were selling like different kinds of. Herbs and spices for potions and like
of course,
it was
newt, tongue of toad,
whatever.
Dead man's toad, dead man's toad.
Get the fresh one. Okay, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Minnie, Allison Morning Show. We're gonna play one song. We come back. There's a crazy situation unfolding, and I'll get you as caught up as I possibly can.
What? Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.